Don't be dull. Be dazzling. Now you can dazzle with the Bee Dazzler, the exciting kit that can change your wardrobe from dull to daring.
Remember me? I'm Tana from National Television, and I searched all over New York to find just one bedazzler. I couldn't find it then, but boy, I have it now. And I'm back on television to tell you how to get your own bedazzler right now.
Marissa likes a failure at the party. Marissa likes a failure at the party. Marissa likes a failure at the party. And at the party, Marissa likes a failure.
Welcome back to Failure Art Party. I'm Marissa Habashi, and I'm joined with Tina today. You might remember Tina from the watermelon carving episode. She made that beautiful watermelon flower, which I wasn't trying to be sarcastic. It was juicy. It was a juicy watermelon flower.
It was very juicy, and it was a really good experience for me, Marissa. Thank you for having me back. I'm very excited to be here.
Yes, and I can't wait to tell you what our topic is going to be today. I'm so excited for all the topics we do, but this is one Tina and I have been talking about for maybe a few months.
A few months now.
Yes.
Yes.
And it is the Bedazzler!
Yes. We're here to bedazzle your audience and so excited about it.
Yes. If you are a first-time listener, let me tell you what Failure Art Party is all about. Failure Art Party is about trying different projects, different artistic techniques and or crafts, and going in with a bit of a failure mindset, not to be a downer, but like just to enjoy the ride, enjoy the experience, not be a perfectionist, because nobody likes it when they're a perfectionist. I mean, I don't like it when I'm a perfectionist. I get sad. So
no type A's allowed.
No type, yeah. Only failures here. Yeah. So we welcome all ye failures. Come come far, come wide, come listen to this podcast.
Yes, we don't want any professionals.
No. Yes. Only people who try things one time, people who fail constantly, you're our crowd. So let's go back to the inspiration for the bedazzler. Tina, this I'm going to give you all the credit on this one. This was your idea.
Yes, actually, Marissa and I often work late into the evening at our jobs, and we take deep dives and have multifaceted conversations that go left, go right, go in between, up and down. Uh-huh. And one day we were talking about how we noticed that a lot of the women were doing different things to emphasize other parts of or other assets on their face,
yes,
and on their body, since we'd been wearing masks for so long due to the COVID-19 pandemic, and we started talking about lashes.
Yes,
and women putting a lot of emphasis on their long, luscious lashes.
Uh-huh. The and their eyebrows
became a thing, even for men. Eyebrows became a big thing.
Everyone was getting on the eyebrow train.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so we started noticing that women were also starting to accessorize their masks and, you know, try to make them look a little more appealing. And I think I had noticed a lady who I thought had like a fringe mask. And I said, what's next? Bedazzled masks?
And then a light bulb went on over your head.
It sure did. And I said, we're on to something. Uh-huh. And I think it kind of coincided with the new fashion trends that have been coming back from the 80s. We had started noticing that there were different nostalgic trends that were making their presence known again, like parachute pants.
Parachute pants. Mom jeans.
Mom jeans were making a comeback. Tankinis, we were talking about tankinis. Tankinis.
You made a really interesting observation about how we're all fat now after COVID.
No, well, we were talking about what exactly is a tankini. And I said, well, I mean, it's kind of a mix between a tank top and a bikini top. And I thought, well, maybe the reason they were making a comeback was just, you know, that little COVID weight.
Cover that role. I guess so.
Crept up on a lot of us.
Yeah, and if you're not ready for the tankini, you can always just wear a baggy sweater.
And that's the beauty of the bedazzle movement is just you can bedazzle and add sparkle to just about anything. And
that's so true.
And, you know, make yourself feel better even wearing sweats. And
I think people have gotten really creative with when they were having to wear masks, which we'll get into that in a second, because the idea for bedazzling the mask was
we'll get some time again got away from us
and now it's not as topical as we hoped it would be, but but yeah, people did definitely get creative. They're like, you know, they had to obscure their face, so let's really enhance the other parts. What can we beautify? The mask, the eyes. If you go overseas to the Middle East, hey, shout out Middle East. But, well, I don't know. I don't know if they want a shout out for me, but they don't care. But I was saying, you know, they wear the hijabs, you know, they cover up, and they know how to do their makeup.
Yes.
They
one thing, Marissa.
Emphasize those assets.
She enlightened me that the women in the Middle East, in the Middle Eastern regions.
Yes.
They, that's why they emphasize their eyebrows and their eyes so much, because they are typically covered.
Yes. Like, and that is my observation. I will say I've never been told that for a fact. That's kind of my observation.
It's a great observation. I believe it. Yes, we'd been discussing the different ways that women were finding to accessorize and different color schemes and
So let's see. So we were going to to talk about, we were going to bedazzle the mask.
Yes. And that was the, I guess, interesting thing about the mask is thinking it was so much of somewhat of a paradox for us because it was that burning bra moment. We were thinking, like, do we just kind of hold on to the whole mask theme, considering that the mandates have been lifted in Texas? Or do we move forward and just get rid of them, throw them in the trash, burn them? But then we thought, it's interesting because we're moving forward, deciding not to bedazzle the masks.
Yes.
But we're also going backwards into the 80s again by revisiting all this nostalgic
Tina, you
bedazzlery.
Are one of my deepest co-hosts. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
Aw, thank you.
But yes, we are. Although we are not, we are moving forward and not bedazzling a mask, we are moving backwards in time.
Kind of back to the future.
And so what was interesting, while we were kind of, we did some research on, I guess, the origin of the bedazzler and kind of everything kind of surrounding that time. And really the infomercial is really kind of how the bedazzler came to its fame. And that kind of sent us on a deeper dive into the infomercial.
It did. It led us in different directions. And I think it was mostly kind of wondering, like, where did the bedazzler idea come from?
Yeah.
And one would think that typically it would be from a woman, but we discovered otherwise. Yeah. Someone who actually did not take credit for the bedazzler.
He was ashamed. I joke, he was not.
Well, I think he was just multifaceted, and he had his, I guess, hands in different, kind of like an octopus, trying different ideas and kind of seeing what would hit. the market, and I think someone else ran with his idea.
Yeah.
But he was pretty much the originator of the Bedazzler. Mm-hmm. And I think it just took on a life of its own.
Mm-hmm. I think that, it kind of, like, supported itself advertising-wise. It didn't need a whole lot of follow-up, maybe, or, like, constant, like,
Yeah. And I think one thing I had mentioned to you, Marissa, is that I think some of us unknowingly have engaged in bedazzlery without, like, dipping our toes, without really realizing it, because
be honest with ourselves.
I was looking for ideas of, well, what can I bedazzle now that we're not going to bedazzle masks? I started kind of going through my closet, and lo and behold, I started noticing, oh, I have sandals that have been bedazzled or bejeweled, and I hadn't even really paid attention. And I mentioned I had found some belts that had been bedazzled. I think maybe a purse or two with a little bit of bejeweled.
Yes. And this, and we were looking, we're like, when did people start bedazzling? And it seemed to be 70s and 80s.
Yes.
And that, we were talking about, because, again, Tina and I, we go deep, the fluctuating trends in fashion, how in the 80s, it was all about color and shine and look at me and bright big hair, those big shoulder pads. Oh, I never want that again. And I used to cut the shoulder pads out of my mom's blazers.
They're back.
No, they're not.
They are.
Were you serious?
Yes. I actually saw an episode of, I have to admit, it's my guilty pleasure. I tend to tune into the Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And I saw Kris Jenner wearing these huge shoulder pads, and I thought, what is she doing? But then, again, shoulder pads making a comeback. I saw some mom jeans kind of going across the screen, and I thought, well, if the Kardashians are doing it, they're back. Yes.
Wow, the Kardashians.
And shoulder pads.
Tina, how do you feel about that? I don't feel positive. That was one trend. I don't like the boxy shoulder look, and maybe I like daintiness. I don't know why, but
the shoulder pad thing is South Texas, you know, bulk. I don't think it's gonna happen.
Or it could be delayed. It could be a couple years behind, like you mentioned.
We did. We maybe that might be happening because I was mentioning to Marissa that I'm from deep down South Texas. We're in South Texas currently, but
the deepest part of Texas you can get.
I grew up by the border, and what we thought was trending at the time was actually like a year and a half. Probably almost 2 years behind.
Okay.
You know, when we'd hear a hit song, we'd be like, woohoo! This is bumping! And then, you know, we'd hear, well, they've been playing that in the clubs in New York for like 2 years now. Oh, but yeah, it takes a while to trickle down to South Texas. But we caught on to the big hair thing pretty quickly. We kept that going well into the 90s. We tend to not want to let go of certain things.
Yeah, it doesn't fit with like the everything's bigger in Texas mantra.
Everything's bigger. You know, the tires, the trucks, you know,
the hair. Yeah.
Yeah.
The shoulder.
The shoulder pads.
We'll see about the shoulder pads. Oh, man.
The bedazzled boots.
Yes. So we were talking about, you know, how it seems that, you know, a decade might be so flashy and out there and look at me, and then the next trend might be very muted colors and earth tones and like, don't look at me, but look at me. Like, I want you to look at me, but I don't want you to know that I want you to look at me.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. That's the slogan of Urban Outfitters.
You know, and speaking of slogans, I think your listeners probably heard the slogan. It didn't quite catch on as as readily as the actual bedazzling machine and the clothing, but the slogan, mm-hmm. The snap, push, pop,
mm-hmm.
was a slogan that what trended but didn't hit. And uh-huh. then you mentioned not like the bend and snap.
The bend and snap. Yes, that reminds me of the famous bend,
the
and,
bend
snap
and snap
performed
slogan.
By Elle Woods.
Elle Woods, and that's very much don't look at me, but pop.
Pop, but oh, you can't. But
look at
there
me.
It is.
Look at my,
yeah. Yes, and we may have digressed somewhat. So we didn't even mention the inventor of the bedazzler.
Yes, we have to give him credit. Yes,
Ron Popeil.
Ron Popeil, the infomercial guy.
And we actually, I think we developed a good amount of respect for this man.
Definitely.
And I will, I have a confession. When we went down on this investigative track of like the origin of the bedazzler and the inventors, I was like hoping that we could be like a deep dive and like they were somehow connected to Jeffrey Epstein.
Everybody's connected to Jeffrey one way or another.
And it was, and we were going to open it up and nobody connected the bedazzler to this. But that's not, that's on Failure Art Party, we did not. Actually, Ron Popeil seems like a pretty okay guy.
He seems like a very nice man. He's been married about 4 times.
Oh, he was.
But
he's
still, nonetheless.
Yeah.
Does it mean he's not a nice man?
Yeah, he seems like he probably gets bored easy. He bounces from thing to thing based on his business. He's had like so many inventions that he's made.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true. And some of the things that we noticed that mm-hmm. he invented I was going to say magic mic. Sorry.
We're still thinking about bend and snap.
not magic mic. Mr. Microphone.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yes, he invented Mr. Microphone.
Mm-hmm.
And the pocket fisherman.
Mm-hmm. And so he started this like in the 50s, I believe, right?
He was
selling
really
his
young.
Yeah.
Yes. And
yeah.
his father and I think his uncle were actually kind of pitchmen, inventor mm-hmm. types.
Mm-hmm.
And he was raised by his grandparents. However,
uh-huh.
He still had that innate, inherent drive and, mm-hmm. you know, was
yeah.
a seller and an inventor
yeah.
in his own right. And uh-huh. then kind of teamed up with his dad later on.
Yeah, because he was like out on... Like, so he was selling his products, like, out on, like, I guess this was in Chicago, but just in the markets to people, and he would draw a crowd that way. And then when TV started putting on advertisements, I think all these people started doing these, like, longer infomercials, and mm-hmm. they were so good at, like, I almost want to say it's, like, performance art. I don't know. Like, they were so charismatic and such good performers. But I guess what I liked about him, he came up with the ideas, unless maybe I think he came up with the inventions and he sold them and he edited his commercials. And I was like, respect. Let's like Failure Art Party.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. And very much like Marissa, I even mentioned that he's made millions mm-hmm. of dollars, but still works out of his own kitchen. Most of his commercials are. Mm-hmm. conducted right out of his own kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
I think this current episode is right out of my own kitchen.
We are in the kitchen as we speak.
Yes. And
Artie
the puppy who he got a formal introduction on the pinata mini episode where I busted open a pinata by myself. If anybody wants to listen to that, but I do introduce Artie, my new puppy. He's sleeping, but you know, you may hear a bark every now and then.
Make a little appearance because we are live and uncensored.
We are live and uncensored in that I might still edit things at the end of this.
Yes, so. Okay. We're being honest. Just a little bit of editing.
And just a tad.
In case Marissa has to reel me in. Again, I mentioned in our last podcast, my ADD, I tend to kind of veer off, and Marissa's got to reel me back in, much like with a pocket fisherman. Like, just like the pocket fisherman, just throw it out there.
I like that transition, Tina.
Reel it back in, because I will go off.
That path was great. Yes.
There's a shout out to the pocket fisherman in case anyone else. I don't know if it's still on the market, but
I don't know, but it seems cool. You just like in your pocket, you can carry it like the whole line and everything, line and reel and all that.
Yeah, and I think it's like, for that fisherman who doesn't have a traditional truck, might have like a little tiny car.
Yeah.
He can't have a fishing pole sticking out of the window or the sunroof. I guess he can carry a pocket fisherman in his glove compartment.
Yes.
And if he has the urge to fish on his way home or something, he can just whip it out.
Sometimes people without trucks still fish.
Is that a thing? I thought you had to have a truck. It's kind of like that whole Texas thing.
Tina! We've lost her.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. This happens sometimes on Failure Art Party. It's the tears aren't always sadness. Sometimes it's just straight laughter.
No, I was going to say that whole saying, he's all hat, no cattle.
I've never heard that. I'm not from Texas, but I every now and then I get like this like pieces of Texan culture, and I feel like I've gone to a different planet. But what, say it one more time? He's all what?
All hat, no cattle.
What does that mean? Is that just, he's just all about his looks?
It's like someone who thinks, rancher. He's got the hat, he's got the cowboy boots, he's got the Wrangler jeans. He's got the big truck, but he's just missing the cattle.
How did this tie into our pocket fisher? Oh, no, like the people with trucks.
I thought you had to have a truck to be a fisherman.
Oh, so, okay. So if you don't have a truck, you're like this cowboy man with his hat, but without a cattle.
Yes.
Got you. No, I got you. And I'm sorry.
I learned something new every day and just... I know. I just assumed that most people.
I'm sorry. I ruined your joke by analyzing it. Very sorry. But now I'm glad I know that saying. I think that with people at work, I can just maybe drop that in conversation and see what. Leah.
It's just this thing in Texas. Like if you see this man driving with a big old cowboy hat in a tiny car, like the hat's bigger than the car. That's a big no-no.
And we'll post a picture on Instagram of whatever Tina's talking about. So we can see this big-hatted man in a tiny car. Because I think everybody wants to. I kind of want to see that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But speaking of cowboy boots, we were talking about how some of the items of choice that you can bedazzle. cowboy boots.
Mm-hmm.
Those are big.
They are big. Literally and figuratively.
Yes. Those are big when it comes to being bejeweled and bedazzled.
Uh-huh.
You can go to town on those and really bedazzle the sucker out of those.
That's true. And that's, I will say, that does give men an outlet to decorate them, right?
Cowgirls, probably.
Oh, okay.
Not that there's anything wrong with a man Or cowboy bedazzling his boots.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Yes. Or his...
His gun. His gun. Yes.
So...
that's right. Uh-huh. That's one thing that we came across is that some of the things or some items of choice that people choose to bedazzle... weaponry, guns,
we do have the giggles.
Sorry,
so bear with us. This is just, don't worry, there's loads of good content coming up.
Yes, we were talking about showing up at the gun range with a bedazzled gun. How that would be received,
yes.
If a man showed up at the gun range with a bedazzled gun. Marissa and I had a discussion about, some of the items that we could possibly bedazzle, and my gun came up, but we decided against that.
And so Tina's gun's at home.
My gun is at home, but yeah. We were talking about, females tend to,
They might grab the pink gun.
They buy the... Mine's a little pink.
Yours pink?
It's got a little pink on the handle.
Oh, I didn't even know yours was pink.
Yes, mine does. Okay. But I think that women want to kind of feminize some of their little, gadgets.
Could you imagine getting killed by a bedazzled gun?
I don't know how... That's something to think about because if your life is in danger and you're being held at someone's trying to rob you and you pull out a bedazzled
gun. Bet they won't even probably think it'll be like a toy gun. They won't even have their guard up, and then
that is true.
The bullet comes out of the gun and then their last thought is, I can't believe I was taken down by a bedazzled gun.
Well, and that individual might not have bragging rights in prison. Yeah.
In this scenario, he survived. Okay, yes, that's nicer. I was thinking he just died.
Take him down.
Okay, all right. No, but she shot him in the leg. He survived. He went to prison, and then he got murdered in prison because he didn't survive.
Thing, we're talking about little what do you call them, oxymorons, where you can be tough but also be feminine at the same time.
And that's
when we were discussing about bedazzling your gun, bedazzling your brass knuckles.
Yeah,
you can bedazzle your brass knuckles.
And couldn't you add an oomph to the brass knuckle if you put little rhinestones even more on the knuckle?
And that's a really good idea.
Just extra pain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Tina's all about the pain.
No comment. Moving on.
Tina, but you know what?
Yes.
We were talking about how a drug lord was being... So this is a real life example. We're not speaking in hypotheticals anymore, just heard. This is a true story.
Right. I mean, I think that jewels and bedazzlery can also be a status symbol.
Mm-hmm.
And... much like El Lobo in 2010, he was a Mexican drug lord who was captured, and his assets were seized.
Uh-huh.
And when the FBI went and raided his closets and the items that he had in secured location... they found a bunch of bedazzled AR-15s and guns. And, you want to talk about, bedazzling to the nines, gold bedazzlery, silver, and I wouldn't diamond bedazzlery. And I don't think those were cubic zirconias. I really don't. Yeah, there was some serious bedazzlery going on.
Like, so I wonder, do you think he, can you special order this? Or like, did he have like his wife did it? Or maybe he did it?
You know, that's a good question. Mm. I did not take a deep dive into El Lobo. And then, you know, we, of course, we're not using his real name on your podcast because, as I mentioned to Marissa, we're in South Texas.
Yeah.
And we take drug carteling very seriously.
And we don't know what cartel members might be listeners. We could have some cartel failure art party fans.
Exactly. And we don't want to offend anybody. And we want to keep our fingers and our toes intact. And we're not disclosing our current location that we are actually live broadcasting, right?
You know, right.
Undisclosed location just for our safety as well.
Yes.
And, you know, like I said, you know, we're showing deep respect for Mr. Popiel for his bedazzle.
Yes.
And,
so
and
let's...
no disrespect to any cartel members at all, especially El Lobo and El Chapo.
I mean, we don't support what they've done.
Exactly.
Like, we don't support that.
No.
Okay.
We're just merely bringing enlightenment to the bedazzlery that can ensue when you've got lots of money on your hands.
I guess.
Time on their hands.
Well, maybe they could take all that energy that they do for drug carteling and just bedazzle instead.
That is true.
And then the world would be a better place.
But that goes to show how the bedazzling movement can really influence anybody, and anybody can be taken in. And
that's true.
Well, actually, I think the wording that was used was that the 80s was besotted by the bedazzler. So anybody could be besotted by the bedazzler.
Yes, that's so true, Tina.
Yes. Yeah, when we did our little deep dive, we noticed that one of the articles said that the 80s was actually besotted by the bedazzler.
And, besotted.
I mean, you know, like I said, and in many ways, it lived on in the underbelly of the fashion world.
The seedy underbelly.
Through the decades.
Uh-huh.
Because, like I said, I kind of challenge your audience to go looking in their closets.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure many of you will find at least one thing that has been bedazzled.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Go find your bedazzled thing. Appreciate it. Acknowledge that.
Mm-hmm. It's nothing to be ashamed
of. Nothing to be ashamed of. No,
even
no.
Artie, I think we were thinking of even bedazzling Artie's collar.
I've got it right here. And he's only got one, so if I mess this up...
Uh-oh.
I know. Maybe I should.
We better make this good.
We should. But before we get started, I just want to kind of... We were talking about Mr. Popiel, Mr. Ron, and we went off on a tangent, which I love because I think we've had some real fun here. But he is the inventor. He is most famous for the rotisserie chicken, like the machine for the rotisserie chicken. That is what he is known for. So it is funny that the man who invented the rotisserie chicken...
Showtime chicken rotisserie.
Showtime chicken rotisserie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he didn't invent chicken. No, the Showtime chicken rotisserie is also the man who invented the bedazzler. And he's pretty low-key about it. But that just kind of like emphasizes the eclectic nature of his inventions. And like he just did, I mean, I don't know. He's like the Vegomatic, the Chop-O-Matic.
Whip-O-Matic.
Whip-O-Matic.
Yeah.
He gave up on naming eventually.
And one thing that I actually was pretty impressed by was the spray on hair. Remember the spray on hair?
No, actually, yeah. I don't remember that. Wait a minute. So if you're bald?
Well, I think it's mostly like if you have a bald spot.
Oh, that! Yes, and it, okay. Yeah,
it actually looks like real hair when you spray
so
it on.
So it's not just like a can of spray paint?
No.
Okay.
There's something to it. I don't know what they put in
there. And it looks hairy.
It does. It looks like real
do
hair.
Do people still use that?
Well, that's a good question.
Hmm.
But that's how good it is. You wouldn't even know.
Yeah, I know. Maybe, like, right. We just, trying to think, the last time I saw a person with a very prominent little bald spot. Right. And I haven't recently.
That
so
is
maybe
true.
They've all been using the, what's it called?
The spray-on hair.
The spray-on hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember when being bald was a big thing? And
I think it's still, like, plagues men.
Well, I mean, when men voluntarily.
Oh, when they wanted to be bald.
Bald, and now it's more of the kind of man bunnery.
Oh, yeah. Now they want more hair. All the hair.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, oh,
yes.
Even the mullet is back. We never, ever thought that the mullet would make a comeback.
I know. And I think, as we had said, it's interesting, like, as these return to old styles is a comfort, I think, for a lot of people.
Yes,
it's nostalgia.
True.
And I think it's possible people think of the 80s as those were the days. I can assure you they weren't. I wasn't alive. But Tina was.
I was. We're aging me right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Marissa wasn't even a thought in her daddy's mind.
I don't think so. Yeah, I'll try to pause. but and so maybe that's why kind of trends fluctuate back and forth between, you know, you like going back in time a little bit. I could see people wanting to return to something familiar, which, especially with the COVID pandemic, that makes sense. Makes sense to me. Scary,
right.
It's been a scary time.
It is, and like we mentioned, we're moving forward, but still recognizing the past and celebrating it. This is about celebrating art and
even though it's called Failure Art Party, it's about doing art,
celebrating failure
because art is all about failures.
Yeah, and that's okay because you know we mentioned you know a lot of people have been going through hard times emotionally with everything that's happened and one of the things that I mentioned to Marissa is that even Mr. Pompeo actually lost it all at one point.
He did.
And then rebuilt.
And
look at
him
now.
He didn't get a loan from the bank. And he lost.
Something happened. And I think that's what happens kind of like when you've got your hands in a lot of different pots and you're trying to kind of, maybe you get a little too big for your bridges and you know, could have happened that way. Who knows? But again, he never gave up and he kept trying and then hence made most of his money later on with the Showtime chicken rotisserie and the spray on hair.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So for anybody out there who's had a bad break and they think they're done, you're not done. Or you might, unless you truly need to be done. But if you want to keep on keeping on, they know.
That's actually a Joe Dirt quote.
Keep on
keeping on. Yeah.
I thought that was the British thing. Oh, that's keep calm and carry on.
This is Marissa and I. We go from quoting Joe Dirt to quoting Hamlet.
Oh, we haven't quoted Hamlet yet.
The title of your...
Oh, that everyone... Yes, that's...
To be dazzled was inspired by Shakespeare.
Yes. And of course, like this whole episode is full of tie-ins. Mm-hmm. You were making connections where you didn't think there was a connection. So we will tie that in. You will see. Oh, my goodness. I have stuff in here about the state of advertising in the infomercial, but I say let's get on to the bedazzling.
Let's bedazzle.
Let's bedazzle. I have the old school bedazzler, and Tina has
the newer, sleeker model.
Mm-hmm. What did you say? I have Kim Kardashian, and you have...
Oh, Ernest Shank.
Ernest Shank. And
yeah,
that's...
I had mentioned that, because we were just kind of...
And I don't know these people very well, but that is Kanye's new lover.
Right. Well, yeah, his new gal. So it was just a little joke behind the scenes.
That's some behind the scenes banter for
well,
you.
I have the Erna Shank model, and you've got the more traditional.
We got traditional Kim Kardashian over here.
Not she's not old. She's, you know.
Yeah. No,
traditional. I mean, only in 2021 would Kim Kardashian be considered the more, like, traditional model over here. And then I've got this newer, sleeker model on this side.
Yeah.
But they're actually both very beautiful and very sleek.
Yeah. Okay, we are now beginning our bedazzle process. I am looking at my old Kim Kardashian bedazzler. And Tina is looking at her...
Team Erna.
Yes.
Erna.
Right. Okay. Oh, I'm not sure about... Yes. So we are gonna just go through these instructions step by step. Step one of any project, make sure you have all your materials. And it looks like with this older model, there's a plunger. Does your bedazzler have a plunger? Or do you have, like, different plungers you...
I do not have a plunger, and I think that's where the whole bend and snap, or the snap,
crackle pop, snap, crackle pop,
the snap, push, pop comes in. Yours is the snap, push, pop model.
Okay, I got you. And yours is the just snap
model.
Okay.
We'll call mine the okay. Well, probably just a little bit of little tilting and snap.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We decided that I was going to borrow a tankini.
Mm-hmm. So I actually had a tankini. I didn't even know it. Mm-hmm. It is too small for me. So it's definitely like a shirt I'd wear under things. But if it's bedazzled, Tina.
That's true.
Now I can wear it out and about. And I can make myself lose weight so I can fit back into it.
Well, and that's, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned that because... remember how you can turn a simple bra into a bustier just by bedazzling it.
Like Selena?
Yes.
Oh, that's like, right. Did she use a bedazzler?
Probably.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Selena's very big here.
She is.
She is a staple of this region.
She really is. Hometown.
Hometown.
Hero.
Hometown hero. Selena. And her bedazzled brassiere.
That's the difference between going outdoors and probably getting arrested or, you know, fined for a Class A misdemeanor for indecent exposure. You just bedazzle your bra, and all of a sudden it's legal to go out.
So true.
You know, onto the streets with a bra. Just bedazzled.
Is it truly, like, can I not just wear my bra out?
I would think it would be a little
bit...
It could be indecent,
but would they fine you? I don't know. Maybe I'll... I don't know.
It's a good... Well, should we give it a try? Bedazzle some bras.
The next mini episode is Dean and I walking around with our bedazzled bras to see if policemen care.
We're keeping this one PG-13. No. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no.
We're not going to be walking outside with our bras.
Anyways, so, okay. So, we are just going to kind of be... Right now, we are figuring out how to use
you
this.
You know what, Marissa? I probably should actually plug it in.
So, Tina's is not cordless.
Mine is not cordless, and you know that's the beauty of this project is figuring out which one is actually more feasible and more conducive to an art project.
That's true. That's true. And I will say, yours has more bells and whistles.
Mine does. It came with a little ruler.
Uh-huh.
And it came with lots of different colored jewels, red, purple, greens, blues, lots of golds and silvers.
Mm-hmm.
It's really packing.
Yes.
And a little stencil. It's got like a little butterfly stencil.
They do, yeah. Art stencil. Stencils.
And a lifetime warranty.
Lifetime?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Very nice. It's a nice little package here.
Wow.
And it actually came with a Michael Jackson-esque
I thought
glove.
You brought that yourself. No, that came in the kit?
This came in the kit. A little white glove, but one. One glove.
Like Michael Jackson?
Yes.
Interesting. Did he have a bedazzled glove? Or his was plain? Was it bedazzled?
I think Michael Jackson, well, his wardrobe was quite bedazzled.
Okay.
But remember his so maybe that jacket?
Was, yeah, that they want you to make a Michael Jackson glove.
That would be, that's a good choice. But remember that jacket that he wore in that famous video where he turns into a werewolf?
The Monster Mash, or what was it called?
Thriller. I think that was like bedazzled to the nines. Yeah, Marissa, you were just.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I should know that.
So that's okay. That's okay.
Was I not born yet? I was very delayed on pop culture.
But we're catching up.
I'm catching up.
Yes.
All right. So,
yeah, so the younger, sleeker model has to go into an outlet, so I'm going to plug that in. And the cord isn't very long, so I'm going to come over here and plug mine in.
Uh-huh.
And I think your audience should know that this is what happens when you take a deep dive into the 80s and then actually don't read the instructions to actually use the bedazzler.
Right, right. And it does look, once I think the longest part is going to be figuring out how to use it. But I don't know, the infomercials made it look very fast.
Yeah, and very easy.
Very easy. So we'll see.
Teenagers could use it.
Okay, so I figured out how to. So with my old school bedazzler, it looks like a stapler.
It does.
It's so simple. And I think that's kind of the typical of the Popiel products is that his designs were very simple. But it comes with this stapler-esque design with a plunger and then a metal plate at the bottom with different sizes for the bedazzle stones. And then I must adjust the plunger based on the size of stone that I want to put in. But I've got to figure, or sorry, stud. That's really the correct term. I got to figure out, I've got different packages of studs. I got to figure out what size of stud is what or goes with which plunger. I got to match my plunger and my stud.
We're keeping it PG-13.
Yeah. Get your minds out of the gutter.
Okay. So I'm wondering if maybe I should... Oh, no wonder they gave me a glove.
Why?
Because if you're like me and you don't read the instructions, you might put in one of these little gadgets and into the little plunger and when it's heating up. So the little glove is supposed to protect my hand.
So it's not something to be dazzled.
No.
The glove was in the kit is like, here's something to be dazzled.
This is actually to prevent injury for someone like me.
Oh my gosh.
Does not read instructions. I am that person who hates to read instructions.
Me too. And we're perfect for failure art parties.
We are.
Yeah.
Yes. So
If you want to fail good and hard, don't read the instructions.
Yes. Okay, so I'm warming it up.
Okay. All right, Tina, I'm going to admit I'm still on the whole plunger stud situation.
You want me to look at read the instructions to you?
Tina is older than me, so she's going to help me out. I'm a stupid millennial.
First things first, make sure that the hot fix applicator is unplugged when you are removing or changing a tip. So, I am going to unplug my little bedazzler, my slaker, my slick bedazzler.
I want to say I'm also struggling with these instructions. It's a lot of words, Tina. And I read the first few lines and then I'm out.
Same. But where does the glue go?
Oh. It's in there, right?
Oh,
is it not? I think the glue is in.
It already comes in there, and then
I think so.
I have to replace it whenever I run out of. Okay, so we're gonna insert the tip. Right. Here we go.
Inserting the tip.
10 minutes later, we
just
are...
the tip. I feel like a real dunce right now, Tina.
Okay, so while my sleek bedazzler is heating up, I'm going to help Marissa, because this is a friendly competition.
Yeah, right. This is...
we're friends.
Right, and it's really a competition to see who can fail the best.
That is true.
Each plunger... plunger and setter plate hole must line up exactly. Okay, no. For rhinestones, the setter plate should be set on R. So, these are studs, and these are... And these are rhinestones?
Great. Woo! Got it. I inserted the tip. I plugged it in. I pressed the button. And I turned it on.
Yay!
I feel so mechanically inclined.
You did. You figured it out. The bedazzler.
This is really tough for someone who's not mechanically inclined. Well, Marissa, how are we going to fit your little
collar
bedazzler thingamajig? Well, and you know, that's the thing is, we're going through the therapeutic session as well. I remember when I used to make my little Christmas lists. And the Easy Bake Oven was always on my little Christmas list.
Of course!
And never got an Easy Bake Oven.
Aww.
Yeah.
We could do that for an episode.
And I never got a bedazzler.
Oh my god, we're like reliving all of your childhood dreams.
I know.
You're finally doing it.
So I don't have any experience with the traditional bedazzler, but boy, I'm going to relish in it. And I'm going to learn. Okay, so we are going to... You've got four plungers. The numbers on the collar of each plunger. Okay, you've got a rhinestone or a stud. So you should already have plunger number 20 in your bedazzler machine.
Yeah, I guess I took it out because I...
Oh.
But I don't know, but I can put it back in.
Okay.
But that is like, that's the number 20 is the one that goes with the studs.
You will have to remove it to change plungers.
But so the size, I think the size of the plunger matters if I'm doing a stud or a rhinestone, right? I think.
I can't believe we can't figure out how to work.
I know, wait. Is it like 8-year-olds are supposed to be able to do this or something? Okay.
What are the ages for the bedazzler?
Oh my god.
Okay. We got this. We got this. And what's this little thing?
Did that come? I don't know if that was. Was that with yours or with mine?
I have no idea.
I can't get it out. I cut it out. I just don't want to, like, not be recording off on the chance we say something funny.
Don't, This is Marissa and I with no alcohol in our system, no wine, nothing.
I'm so embarrassed. Wait, let me look at this again. Okay. Oh my god. Okay. Set the nail head studs and preset rhinestones. Nail heads come in several different sizes. The rhinestone. I don't know if this is a typo. It just says the rhinestone rhinestone. Is that the rhinestone rhinestone and stud setter will set in most sizes, number 20, number 30, number 40 studs, pearls, spots, and stars. After you have fit the machine with a size plunger for the stud you want. So I think that
I'm going to put on my Michael Jackson-esque glove.
Mm-hmm.
So I can begin to be deaf. And that's when, you know, we were discussing, like, that whole to be dazzle or mm-hmm. not to be dazzle theme.
Yeah.
Even choosing a garment, you know, little tough little choice. Is this something I choose to be dazzle or not uh-huh. to be dazzle? The little quandary.
Yeah, do I wow people, or do yes. I
that's when we
let
were...
them down? It seems like I don't know the difference between the studs, like matching the stud size to the plunger, because
okay, let's break this down. There,
like that fits right, like this
oh,
fits.
See, I think that's the thing. Certain ones fit. In certain studs.
But they're all in one pack together. Or are they all, maybe they're all 30. I'm on the 30 one right now.
Okay.
Let me try that. Let me try it. Okay. Tina, thanks for your help. Do you want to check on your glue?
Oh, yeah. That's when we were discussing the whole, you know, we've got our days where we just want to lay low,
mm-hmm.
we don't want to be seen, we just want to go in and out, and then you wind up in the middle, just want to do some takeout, and then you wind up in the middle of a prom,
<It's true.
laughs> with Artie in tow.
Oh my god. Tina, this is wild. This but can't
see,
work.
The bedazzler is more complicated than we thought.
Yeah, so, I...
Erna is pulling ahead.
Erna is pulling ahead. Come on, Kim.
I know, Kim. Get it together.
Get it together, Kim.
I kind of wonder if your audience is going to want to run out and get a bedazzler after this.
You know, it's funny.
I mean,
I don't think, like, I've all the products or things I've tried on the show, like, I've never, I don't think they've ever looked good based on. The episode, I've struggled so much with them that I it ends up being just, motivated. I'm like an anti-advertiser.
You haven't motivated your audience.
I don't think
we might actually get a cease and desist letter.
God.
From the bedazzler. I wonder, like, yeah. Well, actually, who would have the patent at this point?
I don't know. Yeah, where is that patent? I don't know. Tina, this stud keeps falling out. I'm doing something so wrong. Like, I shouldn't have to, like, use my fist to be, like, slam
well,
on this.
There's actually probably a missing piece to your bedazzler.
You think so?
It doesn't look like it's even sturdy, Marissa.
I know. It looks really bad. But I don't know what to do.
What are we missing?
Like, this says, like, it's a 30. Like, unless it is this. But see, then that doesn't, I guess, is there this spring? And then I put this on it. And then... I guess there's... Okay, we'll try that. We'll try that.
This is going to be your tankini, Marissa, so where would you like the butterfly? I think I chose the butterfly theme on your tankini.
I want it right on the boobs, the Tina. Boobage? No, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Like, or in the middle of the boob, like in between a boob, in each boob.
Little boob action.
Yeah, right on the cleavage.
So... Her shirt is a nice little brown color. So I'm going to choose some jewels that will accentuate the brown, or maybe you want a nice little contrast.
All right, so I will say Tina is pulling ahead. I'm still on the mechanics of the thing. I'm going to try something that I think is a real stretch.
The bedazzler is not bedazzling Marissa right now.
It's little... not.
And the bedazzler kit comes with...
Oh. 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 Oh.
Uh-oh. We thought we had it.
I thought it was in there. It's also possible that, like, this collar is too thick, but I like, just tried the bedazzler, and it just, and I was excited. I thought it's in there, and then it just fell out as soon as, yeah. But I feel like this shouldn't be so loose, right?
Right. So, okay, so glue has nothing on the original bedazzler. There's no glue.
There's no glue. It's just like stapling it in.
It's the whole snap, push, pop.
Mm-hmm.
There's no glue.
Snap, push, pop. Where's the snap? I'm missing the snap.
You're missing the snap.
Should we watch a YouTube video or something?
I think that might be a good idea.
I think so.
How to assemble.
All right. But let's just recap the failures so far on my end. There's a failure in attempting to set this up. There's just a failure from the get-go. And I also just want to remind people that because I can't do it doesn't mean that, like, it's very possible I'm not mechanically inclined.
How to assemble a bedazzler. We are still on the assemble portion.
I can't believe it. Don't stop listening.
We can still salvage.
Hey everyone, it's Cupcake Star, and this week I'm going to show you...
Is she a little kid? She's a little kid.
So the first thing you're going to do... Find your gems.
They don't call them gems.
Let me point out the discrepancies here. She got 5 plungers, you got 4.
Okay.
And then her little bedazzler kit came with markings of the actual... These are supposed to be marked.
Well, they are marked right here. Like, you'll see, like, 30.
But your little bags aren't marked.
Oh, my bags aren't marked, no.
So that you know which... jewels go with which plunger.
Yeah.
So that's the first error. That's the first major failure there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Here we go, our little 6-year-old.
Notches on the side of the plunger, these 2 little notches here. And you're going to make sure it's up and down. And you just keep on going down all over the edges. And yeah. So.
What did she do?
Where's your little,
you're gonna take,
where's that, like, a little stick?
Did I get a stick?
You didn't get a little stick. Well, you can borrow mine.
Okay.
There was, like, a little pencil stick.
Oh, I don't remember seeing that.
It was, like, a little pencil stick. I think you want to try this one?
Okay. So, I just want to reiterate that... we had to watch a YouTube video by a
6-year-old. Use this. Yeah. Here it is.
Uh-huh.
There.
Oh, okay. That comes from your kit.
But you know what?
Thanks for sharing.
You are.
Oh, and then it.
See, I think you got a little gypped with your
maybe
bedazzler.
I bet it made in China. It was made in China.
China. We love the Chinese people.
We do. Love. And if you're from China and you're listening,
we love you.
We love you, and we hope you're okay and you're safe.
Yes.
And everything's good. But I think a piece was missing from my bedazzler kit.
A little jit with the little bedazzler kit.
So I have in my bedazzle, like this is, I don't know, I feel like, I don't know how this is removable unless, because it must be, it has to be removable, right?
It should be removable.
I have absolutely no idea what I have no idea.
Wade, you gotta get closer and talk into the.
I have no idea what I'm doing.
Get closer.
I have absolutely no idea what I'm doing.
Tell us more.
None. So, right now, I am trying to place a jewel on the stencil.
Okay.
But there's no glue coming out. Don't break the bedazzler. I'm getting a little aggressive with our bedazzler. And I am pressing down with my bedazzler.
Do I have to like unscrew this? I might have to unscrew right there.
You think?
That would be wild. Okay, I'll do it. All right, Tina, you continue on with your life.
I am going to try to bedazzle your tankini.
Thank you.
Gadget and, nothing's happening here. Again, I probably should have read the instructions.
You know, I was thinking, it was like, it'll be fun, like, if we just, like, don't try to, like, figure it out before we record. I'm gonna pause.
So, an update on our adventure.
We're not in far from where we left.
But, we did discover that there is a bedazzler hotline.
It's available 24/7.
It's available 24/7.
Right. You want me to call?
I think we are actually going to call the bedazzler hotline.
See, because I bet these emergencies happen all the time. There's like, if it's a 24/7 hotline.
I mean, honestly, I'm sure they don't have any mechanically inclined 6-year-olds calling, but they have grown women calling into their hotline to ask for emergency assistance because going beyond step one has been really difficult.
It has. We have stayed here. We've lived here, and I wonder if there is anything but step one at this point. What? And then wait. What are you saying? The number isn't there. It says call the hotline?
If I could find the 1-800 number. Good Lord.
Can I just take a look at it?
For the love. Oh my God.
They can't promise a 24/7 hotline. They have a WhatsApp. Okay. okay.
I was really thinking that Artie was going to pound the streets tomorrow with his new bedazzled collar.
I know.
And I just...
I should mention that I found a crude way to bedazzle is to just get a hammer and hammer the stud into
that
piece of
fabric. That is true. Marissa found a much more efficient way to bedazzle Artie's little collar, and she did use a hammer, and it's a really cute hammer. It's really...
I can't believe
really
it.
Pretty.
Do they want us to contact them over WhatsApp? I think that's the only number I can find. Do you have WhatsApp?
I do not have WhatsApp.
I do, and so I'm going to reach out.
Da 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 da
All right. Okay. All right. So time has passed. Tina and I have been struggling. We've been learning. We've been growing. I turned the microphone off because it's not good. It's not good to. It's just not good listening to hear all of the uhs and oh no's.
Sometimes it is nice to enjoy the silence. Sometimes, mm-hmm. but. Reflections. I think sometimes people just need some time to reflect.
Yeah, and read. And
reevaluate how they do things.
And call the WhatsApp number, which was an illegitimate number. It was a bastard number.
And trying to call the emergency hotline for the Bedazzler. That was a dead end. Dead end. But, I mean, just the fact that we were feeling that desperate to...
Yeah.
I mean, we should not knock any, 1-800 numbers. Because mm-hmm. When people are in need, mm-hmm. Always feel that you can reach out to anyone, emergency responders.
Right, yeah. Right.
We respect all emergency responders.
But we digress.
But yeah, that one was a wild goose chase and a dead end. So, we've had a little bit of success. Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of ups and downs with this old Bedazzler. I took out a small plastic piece. Initially, I thought it was just like trash, but I think it was actually important to the whole plunger. Or is it more than the dip, Tina? And I will say, this plastic piece was really easy to fall out. It's not hard to pull out. It just kind of falls out pretty easy. So, but things aren't labeled very well, and now these random plunger pieces are kind of all over, and I'm trying to figure out what matches what. So I've given up on that, and I've just used a hammer, and I've been hammering the studs into the collar, and it's been working. So you can use a hammer to do this.
The poor man's Bedazzler. I mean, hey, what?
Yeah.
Whatever works.
Yeah.
And, it actually seems quite successful.
And more successful than
the actual Bedazzler. We weren't as bedazzled by the Bedazzler as we expected.
I had high hopes. But Tina, go ahead and tell us what you've learned so far.
One of the main things I learned is, it really is essential. If you're not mechanically inclined, you really do need to try and read the instructions.
Or if you're not 8.
Well, actually, I think what helped me even more than reading the instructions was actually watching, again, a little 6-year-old on the YouTube. Gosh, YouTube. You can find anything on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
Using the Hotfix rhinestone applicator. I learned more from watching that video than anything. And what I didn't realize is that I was struggling, couldn't figure out where to put the glue stick.
Uh-huh.
And the little jewels already have glue embedded in them.
Which is so cool.
And you can't even see the glue. It's interesting.
It's invisible.
Right. And that's the beauty about these newer inventions is that
they have invisible glue now.
I know, invisible glue, and then that real hair. What is it? The Hot Fix hair. The Hot Fix hairspray. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We're getting a little delusional, but
we are. It's late, and we've made such little progress.
Right. I was able to make a right wing. I was shooting for the entire butterfly, but I was able to make a wing. And I told Marissa, I made a right wing. No, nothing political. It just so happened
to be on the right side.
It just happened to be on the right side. And I was able to make a wing of the...
So my tankini will have like a bedazzled wing.
Your tankini will have a bedazzled wing. Well, we could do it to be continued.
I don't know.
If Marissa,
we could do a follow up. Like we could. Yes.
Might be my farewell episode.
No, Gina, that's not true. You're welcome back anytime. And I think this is a good idea. I feel stupid. But it looks like it's working. Or do you have to like wait for it to dry?
You do need to let it set overnight. Mm-hmm. So we were discussing that the key is if you're not really artistic, you can use a little stencil to make your pattern.
Yeah.
And so I was using a butterfly pattern or stencil. But I chose to use this small little gems just because inserting the tip.
Wait, just the tip? Just the tip.
I'm sorry. This is family friendly.
It is. We're talking about the glue stick, glue gun, the tip of the glue gun.
Yes. And so, I was gonna press the tip and insert it accordingly into the little,
the hole. Justina had to stick the tip in the hole. You can tell. Why is that so funny, Tina?
I think my giggles are back.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I used these smaller jewels in order so that I could fit the tip in the hole and let it sit for like 20 seconds to make sure that the heat penetrated. To make sure it would stick.
Yes. You want it to stick.
The bedazzler with a Shakespearean twist.
Yes.
I hope that, everyone is still inspired by the bedazzler and all it entails and just the glamour that comes with it. And I think that the bedazzler is going to be around for a while. Live on, just like the famous words
of Hamlet, which were
when I would pull it out.
Yes. My God.
I wanted to make sure that there was enough space for the tip and the actual jewel, like the tip wouldn't get stuck.
This is incredible. Oh, my God. All right.
So, yeah, that's why I chose the smaller jewels. I'm just kind of, I don't know if you can picture that in your mind. I successfully made a wing.
Yes. To
make a long story short. I still believe in bedazzlery. Like, I really, admire fashion that is bedazzled and bejeweled. And I have a bigger, I guess, respect for those who can be dazzled.
Yes.
Yes. I think there's a lot, a lot of patience.
Yeah.
A lot of dedication.
And children do because they have the time.
That is true. And I think they probably also have the passion. Like, it's very meaningful for them to have, like, bedazzled sandals and, stand out and make a statement. And again, we had talked about that. Like, we kind of wanted to make a statement with this little podcast. Because, you know, I mentioned to Marissa that I think we all kind of face our own little soliloquy in the morning.
Uh-huh.
When we get dressed for the day.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be a dull, kind of plain, just blend in with the crowd kind of day? Mm-hmm. I don't want to make any statements. I just don't really want to be seen kind of day. Or am I going to be bold? Am I going to be daring today? Am I going to kind of take a stand, make a statement when I head out and just
and
bedazzle those around me? And,
right. And you can do either one. Some days are days without bedazzle, and some days, you decide you're gonna bedazzle. And it just, I guess, depends on how you're feeling. But the point is, it's a choice.
Right.
You decide.
Yes. And having that freedom of choice.
Uh-huh.
Considering that the 4th of July is coming up.
Another tie-in.
Yes. You know, just that we have that freedom to make a choice as to what we want to wear. Like if we want to, like I said, commit a Class A misdemeanor and go out in a bra or call it a bustier. And
yeah, we have that choice.
Exactly.
Thank you to the men and women who allowed to make sure we had that choice.
We have that choice to bedazzle or not to bedazzle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I enjoyed...
Tina, this is
bedazzled moment with you.
It's amazing because I think almost every time I think, every episode, I'm like, this is the biggest fail. This has to be the biggest fail. And I, again, with bedazzled, like, this is the biggest fail.
Wow. I feel it's kind of like getting a Razzie. Award. Wow. I guess I should feel quite honored.
You should. I will have like closing ceremonies or something with all the co-hosts, and we'll do like who was the biggest fail. Actually, I feel like I'm a pretty big failure, but it's unfair if I give myself an award for failing as I am the host.
Big aspirations for the bedazzler, but I think, to be honest, I think Erna's going to take it.
And no offense to Kim, but she's got to catch up with the times. She's got to make sure she has all her parts. And she's got to, be a little more user-friendly.
Yeah.
This was not user-friendly. I ended up just hammering in my my studs and my rhinestones. And it's just, it's kind of still working. So
I know, and I think...
you can use a hammer.
Little Arnie's going to go bedazzle some of his neighbors tomorrow. The bedazzler with a Shakespearean twist.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I hope that, everyone is still inspired by the bedazzler and all it entails and... just the glamour that comes with it. And I think that the bedazzler's going to be around for a while.
I think it's
going to, live on. Mm-hmm. Just like the famous words
of Hamlet. Which were...
to be. Or not to be. That is the question.
Marissa had a failure at the party. Marissa had a failure at the party. Marissa had a failure at the party. And at the next one, she'll have another failure.